It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, as oil prices fall, so does the profit margin for fracking. We take a look at how the frac sand mining industry is doing in Wisconsin.
First, two state lawmakers are looking to introduce a bill that would make first offense drunk driving a criminal offense in Wisconsin.
We're the only state where a first-time OWI is not a criminal offense. There have been previous attempts to change this, along with other efforts to pass new legislation to tackle the state's drunk driving problem, which have by and large failed in the legislature. So could this one be different?
Joining us now is Therese Brousseau. She's a Democratic state representative from Madison. Representative Brousseau, thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you for letting me be on your show. I appreciate it.
So make the case, please. Why should Wisconsin criminalize first-time OWI offenses?
Because people die because of drunk drivers. We have, as you know, a terrible record when it comes to drunk driving. And as we saw just this last weekend, we had a 20-year-old drunk driver cause an accident that killed innocent people who stopped to help her. It's really an issue of getting serious and saying you never, ever get behind the wheel when you've had too much to drink.
So getting to the basics, currently, absent your bill, what happens when someone in the state receives that first OWI offense?
Well, right now it's just a civil violation and it's a fine. This would put something on your record. This would say it's a criminal offense, it's a misdemeanor. So it's not, you know, it's not as strong as in some other countries where they take your car away, but it's serious enough that this is something then that's on your record. And the penalties, as far as I'm concerned, still would be awfully light. It would be up to 30 days of confinement and up to $500 fine. But I'm hoping that it is a deterrent to know that this is something that will be on your record, that we take it seriously enough that this is going to follow you.
Now, this isn't the first effort to do something like this. Other attempts to pass drunken driving legislation in the state in recent years, in many cases, have failed. Do you have hopes that this one could go through where others have not?
Well, yes, I do. And I must say that it's bipartisan in support and bipartisan in opposition. So, but we do have a different mix this year. But I do have hope. I know that in the past, one of the issues has been, well, this is a mistake. Somebody's made a mistake. But thinking of mistake in a sort of an innocent term, the statistics show that 65% of drivers who are in a drunk driving crash, it is their first OWI. And then nationally, studies have shown that if people are arrested, they have probably been drinking and driving 80 times before it finally happens that they get caught. Maybe a reflection on how deep into alcoholism they are, I don't know. But anyway, we are the most lenient, or depending on the methodology of the study, the tied with Maryland for being the most lenient in the United States on the issue of first-time drunk driving. So I'm hoping. I mean, we've tried, we've worked at it in the past. I'm hoping this is the magic time.
You mentioned bipartisan support. Your Republican colleague Andre Jacques has signed on as a co-sponsor. How important is it to you that this have bipartisan support?
Well, obviously, with the Republicans in the majority, I need that. Yes, I do have one Republican sponsor, but I do want to mention that Representative Jim Ott, a Republican, has worked on this for many years, and he's working with me as well on this issue, on this bill. I just put it out yesterday, so sponsorships are, you know, it will be a while before I know the full extent of sponsorship and whether people are Republican or Democrat.
Talking to State Representative Therese Brousseau about her efforts to criminalize first-time OWI offenses in Wisconsin. Now, objections to past efforts like this, Representative Brousseau, a couple of objections. One, people say this isn't really a deterrent. None of the laws deter people. We need to address the wider problems of alcohol culture in Wisconsin. This alone won't be that effective. How would you answer that?
Well, you know, sure, this alone isn't going to solve it totally, but there's always a percentage of people who do pay attention to the laws. Look at what happened with the seatbelt law. People like my father, who would never, ever wear a seatbelt, once it was a law, then that mattered to him. Now, what we're hoping more is that there will be the deterrent effect of, you know, this is serious, it's on my record. And there will be more publicity around this should we get this passed. So we're hoping that, I'm hoping, that it's not just that there's a, you know, there's a certain percentage who will say, you know, this is the law, I'm going to follow it. Whether or not people who are drunk are going to think that, of course, is the issue. But to say we should do nothing while we address the larger cultural issues, I would say we are missing the boat in terms of sending a very important message that we consider it serious enough that it's going to be a crime and it's going to be on your record. There's a lot of things we need to do. I don't see those things happening either. So, you know, Wisconsin lags in terms of addressing this problem.
Critics have also pointed toward costs, more people in the court system, tying up courts. Mm-hmm. Are you worried about the fiscal impact of bringing more people into the courts and backlogs in the courts over this?
Well, first of all, I would say that what we have to start thinking about is how much is somebody's life worth. When you talk to the families that go around this building, that come to the Capitol and lobby after they've lost a son or daughter or husband or wife, and you look them in the eye and say, geez, this is our culture or whatever, I mean, is this really, you know, collateral that we feel good about? I think we need to determine what our values are here in Wisconsin in terms of what we are willing to accept in the way of drunk driving deaths. I hope it's zero. Now, yes, one of the other factors is that right now I don't think this legislature is inclined to consider any costs, and most other states, from what I understand, who have criminalized first offense, and that's all of them, have programs for first offenders. We have some in our state, but by no means do we have programs in every county. And ideally, that's what we need. And so, but we've got to start. We have to start and quit making excuses.
You're looking for co-sponsors right now.
Yes.
Beyond that, what do you see as a timeline for this legislation?
Well, I really don't know. As you know, we're still waiting for an agreement on the budget. I just listened to your news. and that hasn't happened yet. And until that is resolved, there probably won't be a lot of other movement on too many issues. I have talked again to, as I said, Representative Jim Ott. This would probably go to his committee. He is, you know, very much interested in this bill and has worked on this issue in the past. So, but whether or not it's going to move yet this spring and early summer, my prediction is fall. That if we get it moving, and if we have good luck this time, it will be sometime in fall.
And do you see any other drunken driving legislation on the horizon from you or your colleagues?
Another state representative, Eric Gingrich, has a bill out related to repeat offenders. And I know that that's something that the public is always aghast at when they say, how can this person be out for the, you know, charged for the ninth time or the seventh time or whatever. We do have very convoluted drunk driving laws. Anyway, so I know he's trying to address that issue, but I don't have the particulars of his bill in front of me right now.
Representative Brousseau, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
That was Democratic State Representative Therese Brousseau. She's planning to introduce legislation that would criminalize first-time OWI offenses in Wisconsin.